I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Row Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl, Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do, we get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love Riding the Chocolate Wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my homegirl Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding the chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy Cloud9 right here, you know what I'm saying? And what we doing is, we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Good evening and welcome to Chocolate City Turn It Up Tuesday. This is my Tuesday edition where we turn it up, but unfortunately, I'm tired as hell, so I don't know how turned up I'm going to be tonight. I had a long-ass day. I was up late last night, up early this morning, and I had to do physical therapy. So, oh my God, that just took a lot out of me, and I drove for the first time today. So, you guys have to forgive me. My phone keeps going off as usual. But, you know, it's all good. The one thing I was able to do today was listen to Meek Mill's Dreams and Nightmares, Nightmares and Dreams. I don't give a fuck what it is, but I listened to it. And that album is really, really nice. Now, what's tripping me out is on December the 7th, where I live at in Greensboro, North Carolina, R. Kelly is performing. He's doing a show. But then Maybach Music Group is doing the show the same night. Now, they're both going to be in our Coliseum, but in different areas. One show starts at 8 o'clock, one show starts at 7:30. That's going to be interesting as fuck to see how they pull that shit off. You know what I mean? So, I'm going to start out by playing some music, and then I'm trying to figure out what the hell I'm going to talk about today, because, let me see, for those of you guys, that show was crazy because we talked about CeeLo and the scandal, and then we talked about peeing on people and the different things, the different freaky fetishes that people have. So, yeah, that was like one of my favorite shows because, oh my gosh, I was just wide open. I was geared the fuck up on that show. So, certain topics get me turned the fuck up. So, you know, sit back and relax. I'm going to start out with my first set of music. My first set of tracks. And then we're going to come back and talk some more. And then we're going to have like a really good time. So here we go with Meek Mill's Lay Up, featuring Wale, Rick Ross, and Trigga. And y'all know every time I play a song, it takes a minute. So hold on.
Thank you. Thank you. got him queasy. Did his hoes a hard time, make it look easy. I'm the first of my kind, you ain't seen any? We gon' eat this bread, cause we ain't plenty. Stay fired high, let the hunt fly. You ain't gotta do shit, stay broke and die. While I keep making hits with these coca lines. Shit in my man's big, you supposed to die from the knock, knock, knock. They ain't feeling y'all hoes. Fuse on fire, when we piss on y'all hoes, I'm cold. Get in that thing, kill bitches dead, click, clack, bang, bang. It's murder business. 50 club, with bad bitches. Take a 100, bunch of 50.
Okay.
Super clean, shout get em. Yeah. Hit the scene, kill shit, we in the murder business. Kill pride, I hurt feelings. Click, clack, bang, bang, we in the murder business. My outfit, the murder bitch. Click, clack, bang, bang, we in the murder business.
Outfit, perfect. Hit the scene, hurt shit. In the 9/11, now 187, murder shit. Holocaust, genocide, killing ego, and it crap. Treatment in the hate, and it's a murder in the making. I'm taking out, shine on top. Buying all bottle from the bar, left pop champagne. Let them nigga die, third man, well, by her. When the light hit the chain, all you see is fireworks. I mute niggas, turned up all the way. Shoot nigga with the swag, Doc Holiday. I'm steady, blowing loud, broke niggas ain't allowed. Click, clack, bang, bang, bow, bow. It's a murder business.
50 club, it's a bad bitch. Take a 100, bunch of 50.
Okay.
Super clean, shout get em. Yeah. Hit the scene, kill shit, we in the murder business. Kill pride, I hurt feelings. Click, clack, bang, bang, we in the murder business. My outfit, outfit, the murder bitch. Click, clack, bang, bang, we in the murder business. Hey, we in that thing. Everybody just kill, bang, bang. Yeah, we in that thing. Everybody just kill, bang, bang.
Okay, that was Meek Mill, Layup, featuring Trey Songz, Wale, Rick Ross. Then we played K. Michelle, When Crying Is Easy. And then we just played Iggy Azalea, featuring T.I., Murder Business. You know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and try to get Iggy on my show. Because when I first saw her on the Cypher, on the BET Awards, me personally, I feel like Grand Hustle, they took it. And then Mac Miller and Mystical did their thing. But Rough Riders, it was okay. I mean, it could have been a lot better, but I'll keep my comments about that to myself. But, yeah, I'm going to try for Iggy. Next week, we're going to have Dr. Dre's son on the show, and that's going to be quite interesting because, you know, I got all kinds of questions for him about his career, his daddy, Cali, the industry, the shit we know, the shit we don't know. Y'all know how I am. I don't need to have special guests on my show because I'm always going to say some ratchet-ass shit out my mouth, and then, boom, it's going to be something else. So what I'm going to do something different tonight. I'm actually going to read one of my blog posts because I can actually tell you I'm not going to do the show for 2 hours because I'm tired and my shoulder is killing me. So for people that's just like, what's wrong with your shoulder? For those of you that's just tuning in and following me and everything like that, in June, I had a photo shoot, and I fell, and I was doing a photo shoot at a waterfall. I fell off the waterfall, and I used my arm to break the fall, and I dislocated my shoulder. So as I dislocated my shoulder because of how hard that I fell, I tore ligaments in my shoulder, and Thursday would be 6 weeks, I had major surgery where they had to go in and sew my ligaments back together and get rid of the scar tissue and everything. So it's like a long-ass recovery. I'm still in a sling. I lose my sling on Thursday. I can raise my arm with the help of my therapist to 90 degrees and the shit hurts, but I can't still bend my arm sideways and raise it up or anything like that. So I still have another set of 4 weeks of physical therapy where I'll do more intensive exercises to build up my strength and use my arm. So hopefully by December, I should be 50%. And all I need is 50% so I can get back in front of the camera and do what I need to do. So, in the meanwhile, I'm going to play some other music and get ready to read my blog and see which one I'm going to read. But I'm going to go ahead and play Celebration by Dragon. Then I'm going to play Arson featuring L Black and Dragon. And then I'm going to play... You know what? I love Manny Deanda. I'm going to save his set for the next set of music. So I always try to go in three. So what I'm going to do is play, you know, Put Your Ass to Sleep by Fly Nate. We hadn't heard nothing from him in a while. So here we go.
Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation, ambition, street intuition. I had my Jesus piece dipped in water by a Christian. Only child, my mama's stomach, I did all the kicking. I wanna say, fuck my dad, but I ain't going against him. Kinda got his ways, but brought up how my mama raised. Now I gotta walk up in the club till every dollar's paid. Yeah, VIP style, bring them bottles by the casing. Yeah, I bring them freaks out, swear to God Madonna came. And I got a pizza route, move them pies how they came. The niggas, they don't get the picture, that just mean they out of frame. She hated when I dropped the top, guess it's just a hair thing. Bitch, I'm on my last gig, I'm trying to race the airplane. Yeah, they ain't living how I'm living. They don't get it how I get it. They still tripping that I'm crippin', huh? They ain't shouting what I'm shouting. They ain't talking what I'm talking. They ain't bout it.
Let's go.
Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation. La la da day. Catch your body, shoddy spray. Ay. John Gotti ways. I am the modern day. Ay. And by the way, every day's a holiday. Ay. You had the game. You can say goodbye today. Ay. If you confront it, I can dump it. If I cop it, you confront me when I'm wanting. Man, there's nothing, huh? If you ain't ballin', you ain't bossin'. They on defense, I'm on offense, and the only nigga scoring. Yeah. And by the way, I should shotty, not a K. Ay. But I said it backwards. I really should've said a AK. La 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 day. Get the fuck up out of my way. And by the way, I'm back, nigga. Fuck what they say. See, I was tired of getting spoon-fed. I had to brush the hate off me with a broom head. I had to take 10 steps back and lose bread. Come back and take the whole loaf. This is motivation. Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation.
I see I have Big Tone, and I see DJ Marv go hard. And don't tell me to shut up. I seen that. Hey, Big Tone.
What up, Chalk Mommy? What's good?
Man, niggas is trying me for real. So I've already put my first dick on blast on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
With the pin number.
They sending you the beef sausage sandwiches.
Oh my God. Yes.
Hey, listen, but you know what's crazy about it, though? That's what happens as being a female. You know, I guess dudes feel like they want to show you what's good.
Man, look. My thing is, don't fucking play with me.
I saw that blast you just sent. You said whoever dude, you're going to tweet it with their pen.
Yeah, and I've tweeted it with the pen, and I'm going to put it in my status, first victim, and I just need shit to act right because my shit is acting stupid. I swear, BlackBerry be, ooh. I got the iPhone. I don't want to leave BlackBerry. I really don't, you know what I mean? So,
you got to see the BlackBerry, because the BlackBerry, you can reach out to your fans more easier. Because then with the iPhone, you can only do, like, Twitter and do text blasts, and text blasts is corny.
Yeah.
EBM blasts is popping.
I'm going to stay. So, motherfuckers got me twisted. So, motherfuckers is like, what if it's big? I don't care if it's big. I don't care what the fuck it looks like. I don't want to see it. And let me go ahead and break it down for people that's listening. There is a difference with adult entertainers and porn stars. There's several levels to adult entertainment. You know what I mean? You could be an exotic dancer. You could be a blogger. I entertain adults because most of my conversations is with grown-ass people. I make y'all laugh, and guess what? I just entertain an adult. So that's adult entertainment. My blogs are adult entertainment. So when men come at me and be like, well, what's the difference? Your dumb-ass answer is the difference. I entertain adults. I don't sit there. I'm not Pinky. I'm not Cherokee. I'm not Roxy. I don't knock them, but that's not me. So if I tell you I don't want to see a picture of your sausage, then motherfucker, that's what the hell I mean. So I'm going to share it with the world, and everybody else is going to tweet it. And then what's crazy is when you men send pictures of your dick, 9 times out of 10, you don't even take the time to put lotion, baby oil, Palmer's cocoa oil, or whatever on your dick. And
put something.
Yes, that should be like, man, you know what? That should be fucked up.
And well, that's the same thing with some females, the same way. Some females be forgetting, I guess they forget to shave, or they just forget to, you know, they just, you know, they send it out. I just be like, you know, thank God most of the pictures I've gotten from females been pretty good. But then there's some pictures you act short, you're like, damn, mom, you got to shave or something. You know, I mean, I guess when it comes to females, y'all make sure y'all shit is on point before y'all send pics. Unlike a lot of us dudes, we don't care. Like, here, mom, look, I'll show you what I'm working with. But you know what that is, though? That's because, I guess, like you were saying, adult entertainment, you keep us entertained. I guess, you know, they figure that, you know, you're looking for dick probably, or you always horny or something.
My thing is, I take care of what I need to take care of. I do what I need to do. That's what I have a toy for. Because I'm not on that casual fucking tip anymore.
Yeah.
I'm on the next level right now. You know what I mean?
Now, I feel what you're saying, but I'm saying a lot of guys don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? They just think like, a word. She talking about this, talking about that. Yeah, let me send a picture of my dick. Get her hype. You know, they probably think, you know, you have to jump on a plane or something to go see them or whatever. So, I don't know. But what's going on tonight? What's the topic for tonight? What are we talking about?
Okay, well,
talking about dick pics, or what are we talking about?
No, I actually we was going to be talking about the art of making love. And, you know, the new person that wants to be the co-host, JT, he was like, you know, that would be a good topic. Because a lot of times people don't know how to make love. And what's crazy is I had this guy that I met on MySpace the day that my granddaughter was born. He's a model. He's very attractive. You know, I was like, oh, man. It's like when you look at him, you would think he was conceited, stuck up, and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I talked to him, he was very down to earth, and we started kicking it. He was like, you know what, we should go out and go play pool, this, that, and the third. I'm like, all right, cool. Go see him. He never went out on a date. We ended up smashing, because you know my motto, I will fuck you on the first night to find out if you worth my time or not. So that's what we did. You know what I'm saying? And it's like when somebody is just a fuck buddy or, you know what I'm saying, a jump off, the intimacy really doesn't matter because that's not what you're there for.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but then the more you keep fucking somebody, you're going to end up developing some type of feelings or some type of attraction.
Well, I mean, if you fuck somebody the first time you see them, there's feelings right there. You know what I'm saying? If you go out on a date with somebody and you decide to sleep with them that same night, that's feelings right there. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to just jump in bed with, I'm talking about the average person. I'm not talking about no pop-off from the block. I'm not talking about no hoe. I'm talking about the average man and woman. If you indulge after going out on a night date, that's feelings right there. You know
but see, no. See, for me, it's different because I'm on some, you know, and I've gotten away from this, but I'm on some, I will smash you, I will look at you and not know you. The next time I see you, you was like straight a piece of meat for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am a dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like I was saying with the dude, it's like, we fucked for like a year and a half. So I kind of liked him because I thought we made a cute couple because both of us was nice looking. So it's like when he's out and I'm seeing the attention that he gets, I'm like, okay, I always go for the pretty boy type. You know what I mean? So then, like, I started realizing some things because he's younger than me or whatever, right? And I'm just like, okay, we don't kiss because you don't kiss everybody. You feel me? But it's like the little things that he ain't doing that if I go for somebody else, then I'm getting. You know what I mean? So
right.
I'm like, yo, you don't hold me. You know what I'm saying? And then, I used to spend the night. He sleep on one side of the bed. I'll sleep on the other. But I like to hold you, so I put my arm around you. You feel me?
Then,
like, okay, we don't have foreplay. Like, damn. Like, you're not hitting the spot. My top-tops is my spot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, like any woman, grown woman on her shit, if the person that you're, if your mate is not pleasing you, then you're going to sit down and you're going to talk to him and tell him the truth that she's right and point out what he's not doing so you guys can come together and figure out a way to make the sex better. You know what I mean?
Right.
So once I brought it to his attention, we did. Because he'd be like, he don't eat pussy because he went down on somebody. He had a bad experience. Her shit stank. Okay, well, damn. I'm sorry. One steak and pussy ruined it for everybody else. It's not really a big thing. Feel me? So then, with the holding, we got past that. He started holding me. He'd be like, come over here and let me hold you. I'm like, whatever. But it's just a simple thing that meant a lot. But when it came to the foreplay and sucking on the breast and everything like that, it's like, I'm going to do this demonstration so you can hear. When he would, like, be sucking on himself, sucking my titties or whatever, he'd be like this, mwah, 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 like, kissing him. Like, what the fuck is that? And then I just had to the point where, okay, I can't even come. I can't even pretend that you're somebody that turns me on and get where I need to be. I can't even visualize you. This is like one of my fuck fantasies when I'm fucking somebody that just makes me bust really good. It's like I visualize them in the middle of a club fucking a bad bitch over a pool table busting her ass. That will get me where I need to go right quick. You know what I mean? Fantasizing about that, he couldn't do it. You know what I mean? So that lets me know that our course had ran its course. Because to me, the level of intimacy that he displayed, it couldn't keep me interested. And he's a really nice person, but I just feel like his life, being 30-something, certain things you should already know when it comes to pleasing a woman, female, girl, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're supposed to, but technically, you, a lot of guys, you know, especially dudes. I mean, you get a lot of dudes who probably went through their whole high school life as a virgin. You know what I'm saying? They probably didn't get none until they went to college or something like that, or as they get into their 20s. So, you know, maybe he was a late bloomer. He might be still learning in his 30s. Some people, you know, same thing with some females. A late bloomers. You know, you got some chicks who are 25 years old, still ain't never given no head. And you got action like, yeah, you 25? You still ain't giving no head yet? And don't know what they're doing. Be like, you know, you got at least know what you're doing by the time you was, by the time you were 21 or something. I'm pretty sure you hanging out with girlfriends or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
Who knows?
But I mean, my thing is like, okay, this one guy that I slept with, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was 16, he was 18, and it wasn't until like maybe 10, 15 years later that I found out I was his first. And when I tell you that he did everything right, I had no clue that he was a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what? Like, even to this day, now mind you, I met him when I was 16. I'm 43 now. He'll be like to this day, you are my soulmate. And, you know, we still kick it from, you know, time to time. Because when I need that quick fix, I can easily call him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he's a cop. I've even
right.
had it when he was on duty. Shit like that is exciting. But, you know, at the age of 18, he was already in college. He had never been with anybody. He knew what the fuck to do. To please a woman. So I can't sit there and say, you know, people that lost their virginity after high school, like in their early 20s, mid-20s, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel by time that you hit your 30s, you should have fucked enough females in your life, a few older ones, that taught you what you needed to know to go to the next person. Because me personally, My thing is, if I'm messing with you and you were lacking in something, I'm going to get you up to par so the next female you fucking with will enjoy you more than I did because I prepared you for that. Now, there is some guys that you can't prepare for shit. You can prepare them for an ass whooping and keep it moving, but it's like, you know what, this is a lost cause. Like, no. You know what I'm saying? But
wow,
I just,
yeah.
When you at a certain age and you step into a bedroom, because I consider the bedroom to be an arena, you should already be polished in certain shit. Okay, you can't always bring your A game. You can't always bring your B game. But C should always be on the table. You know what I'm saying? You want to make your female feel good to where she wants to call you back. And she's not laying there like, oh, my God, I wish this bitch would hurry up and finish. Oh, my God. Like, hoping that the phone will ring so you can grab it and be like, oh, my God, my kids are calling up. Some dumb shit, some trifling shit. You know what I mean? And then
right.
I don't like hurting people's feelings, but then sometimes men come into the situation all cocky, feeling like they the shit, everything like that, and they don't. I had one guy that talked so much shit. I was like 19 at the time. Came to my house. We started kicking it. spending about 5 minutes. I allowed you to put your drawers on, and I kicked you out my house. You was on my front step, in the front porch, putting on your clothes because you talked so much shit and you was whack. I only gave you 5 minutes because in the first 5-10 minutes, you should already be, you know, building up some shit. And you talked so much to where I was just like, okay, you know what, bitch? This ain't gonna work. Get the fuck out. And then it's like blunt like that. People get mad. Like, a female can be like, oh, I know my pussy good. Oh, I know I make love to my man, this, that, and the third. And, yep, her man may be your man. And he's telling you, like, yo, that bitch pussy whack, but I love her. I don't want to hurt her feelings. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to bust her bubble. But then when she goes dip off, a nigga that don't give a fuck about her is going to sit there and tell her, like, you know what? Your pussy ain't all that. I don't even know who told you that. Like, my man, really?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it'd be sad, but sometimes you have to tell, you have to be brutally honest with people so they can look within themselves and be like, damn, this bitch just told me.
Yeah, but how do you come out and tell a chick, like, so, you know, I mean, for me, it's hard for me to do it.
What?
And how do you come out and tell a chick that, mom, your pussy's not good, like,
you gotta learn. Look, a bitch won't hesitate to tell you your dick raggedy. Man, you gotta learn to tell a bitch her pussy ain't good. And Lord, it's one of them moments you paid for, because then she would have to give me my money back. I'm sorry. If you pay for some sex and the pussy ain't good, bitch need to give you your money back. Dead ass. Because, you know, we all pay for sex. One shape, form, fashion, or other. You know what I'm saying? I have never expected you came up to a dude and be like, yo, I'm going to give you $200-$300. Let me fuck you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never did nothing like that. I don't mind taking a dude out because every now and then I get tired of a dude paying for me. So let me return the favor. You know what? I feel like staying at this hotel. I'm going to pay for the room because I'm going to lay up with my motherfucker. I'm going to be comfortable. You can come join me. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just, honesty is the best policy. And sometimes honesty can hurt, but it can hurt so good because a lot of our life lessons have been learned from honesty from others. Even though they hurt our feelings, we appreciate it more because we were able to learn from what we were doing wrong and learn from our hurt to not feel that way. So, shit, by all means, if my pussy is bad, please tell me, but I know that ain't gonna happen. And if it do happen, you gotta tell me why it's bad and where I need to tighten up. But that is just not something I'm gonna hear. And then if I hear he's trying to be delicious, I'm gonna put it in his fucking face.
Yeah, there's some chicks that is like, it could be, it's some chicks that they should just be kind of caught sometimes. You just be like, damn.
I mean, I'm just saying. Oh, shit, we got MBK on the line, too. You came in on the show. Yeah, this is the one that upset Jazzy so much. What's up,
Steve? MBK in this bitch? Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Chuck. Hey, mama. How you
going
doing? What's up, homie? How you feeling?
What up, partner? How are you?
No doubt, MBK
How's
is in
out?
The motherfucking
the
house.
The treehouse, man.
Damn right.
Well,
damn right. Come on in the treehouse. I got you. Now, hold on. Who was that said they didn't know how to tell a young lady her pussy was no good?
That was Big Tone.
Big Tone, let me tell you how to tell a young lady her pussy no good. Fuck her friend, her mama, or her sister.
you gotta get me knocked up, man.
No, she don't know then. She'll know her pussy no good, man.
So you still got good to get it straight from the tap. Be like, yo, I went to your mom.
You heard the young lady say she wants you to be honest, so be honest. You know, your pussy ain't no good, but your sister pussy is excellent.
Oh, man.
My God. This is from Big Crip. I tell them they shit is whack. But their head was good. It won't hurt me. I like the truth. My dude. But I just feel like if you can, how can you fuck somebody and not tell them the truth about how their sex is? Like, you know what I'm saying? This is my thing. Okay, Tone, question. You have a problem telling a chick her pussy ain't good, but in the same breath you can turn around and tell a bitch her pussy stank, right or wrong?
It's not even funny about even telling them. Sometimes you just have to look at them and just be like, you know, like what I would do was I had a situation like that one time when Shorty joint was kind of taut, and I brought it up to her. I was like, yo, you know, do you want to go take a shower or something? And she was looking at me like, well, I got to take a shower for? And I'm just looking at her like, this fucking girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to give you the hint, but your shit is not right. You know, she's looking at me like, I took a shower this morning. And I'm like, this morning? It's 10 o'clock at night. She's talking about this morning. You done pee like 3-4 times. Tell about him this morning. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, if a dude tell you that your shit is stinking, that's just straight embarrassing, though. Yeah, no man tell a grown ass woman that you need to go wash your shit. That's what should already be done. I don't care if you've been at work all day or so, keep baby wipe at you or something. Wipe you down or something. You know what I'm saying? Do something. It should have to, nobody should have to play the same way with no dude. Ain't no woman never had to tell me, yo, I think you need to go wash your nuts or something. You know,
no, some of them like that taste of that. They like your nuts to taste like that.
Yeah, I heard that too. I heard some chicks like tasting like sweaty balls and shit. Like, I heard that too.
I mean, if they do something wrong with them, because that shit is not good. I mean, my thing is,
I heard African women like that.
Okay, you know what? I take that back. If it's my man and he was at the basketball court, because I like when my man is playing street ball and he dunking and he just getting it in and he playing hard for me, oh, I'm going to smash you on sight. That's different. But if it's like somebody I'm just like going out on a date with and everything like that, and then because the thing is, I'm just like a man. I'm going to stick my hand in your drawers, touch your balls, pull it out, smell my fingers. And if I smell anything remotely other than some fucking cologne or so, we got a problem. I'm like, yo, what's up? Your balls ain't fresh today, nigga. Like, what the fuck? No, sorry. Let's try this again. Or I'm like, ooh, let's play in the shower. You know, if it's somebody I really like, and you know what I'm saying? I'll be like, ooh, let's get in the shower. And I'm going to wash your nuts for you.
Wow.
But, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, MBK. Would you not appreciate fucking a bitch like me? Because at the end of the day, you know I'm going to keep it 100, and I'm going to tell you the motherfucking truth at all times.
Damn right. If you're going to wash my nuts up and give me some gooseneck in the shower, shit, you got a special room in the treehouse for you, baby.
Oh, man. See, when you say shit like that, you'll keep your nuts dirty just for that reason.
He gonna want you to. He not gonna wash it just on purpose. He be like, well, I know she gonna wash my nuts anyway.
Damn.
So she gonna wipe it down anyway.
And she gonna give me some head in that damn shower. What is she tripping on?
Yes.
Why you acting like she ain't gonna let the freak out of herself in that damn water? But water hit your ass, I'm gonna smack you on your ass, and you gonna open your mouth up just like your ass is an alligator.
There's some chicks that'll wipe you down just cause. And sometimes it don't be the fact of maybe because you might have a little sweat, a little smelly smell. Some chicks just be like, that's just their thing. Like I've had a chick do that to me. Like, we went out on a date or whatever, and she was like, you know, I just want to wipe your nuts down or whatever. I'm looking at her like, she's like, you smell good and anything, but that's just me. I'm like, all right, whatever. But it was weird because the way she was doing it like she was jerking me off. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like she was, like, washing and washing, like, you just, you know, wiping it down with a towel. She was, like, some soap on her hands, started massaging my shit. It was kind of, like, erotic in a way. So.
Also, you like when a bitch take and put a lather your dick up and go back and forth with the soap and shit like that, because it depends on how she's stroking it. Because you know what I've learned over the years, it's all about the wrist work when it comes to stroking a man's dick. Like, if you, like, switch it up, you go out and then come back in, go out, come back in, sort of like how you be dancing and shit, that shit be feeling good. Motherfucker be growing real fast. Is that true?
Hell yeah. I love a woman stroke my shit nice and slow.
Okay, well, let's take it up a notch. Now, when she take it, like, when she, like, sucking your dick, right? And you know how, like, the woman deep throat, and then she comes to the head, the half of the shaft, and then she get up to the head, and she pop that motherfucker like this? Like, does that make your head swell? Does all the blood just rush to it? I mean, you know, because I feel like
I'm on top of the world when I'm getting head like that. When you making that shit pop at the top, and you go all the way down and coming up, and I hear that little popping noise and all that, I feel like I'm the man. Like, ain't no nigga can tell me different at that point.
Okay, you know? Now let's take it up some more. Now, we done got the stroking down pat. We done got the popping of the head down pat, right? What about when she get to the tip of that motherfucker, she spit, and it just gets sloppy. You know what I'm saying? And she started taking that hand, and she be, like, rotating. So then you got the rotating first, popping second, and then she go back to the rotating. So you good with that right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she go back down, and she start deep throating again, right? Then when
little gag action.
Then when you least suspect it, that motherfucker hop on that dick and ride you to glory. And then right when you about to come, bitch, hop off and swallow. Man, that's a bad bitch right there. You need to find.
Yeah, that right there, you might get wifey titles doing that.
Oh, shit, you might need to play Future. I'm looking for.
you might get full time wifey fucking around like that.
Hey, yeah, homie. Nah.
Yo.
Come right here where I'm at. Her ass is two doors down right here in the treehouse.
Oh, you got the one
right
that over there at the treehouse?
Hey, you know what, homie? You know, if you want to, I can put you in my next movie.
What movie?
We got MBK1 films, too, baby. We do adult films. I'll put you in, you can be either in All in the Anus, that's our spinoff from All in the Family, or I'll put you in Can I pee on You, or either No Teeth Please. Which one do you want to be in?
He's not going to go for Can I Pee on You, because remember, we had the pissing discussion on Friday, and I can't believe how some men be acting. Like, yeah, like, they never thought about being pissed on before. Like, come on now. When you get around a smooth talker like me, I can talk you up out of anything. Now, I do have my limitations. I'm not going to shit on you, but I will piss on you. I will squat, and you tell me where you want it, or I'll tell you where I'm going to put it. And we'll call it a day. Y'all quiet. Y'all thinking about that. While y'all thinking about that, we're going to bring on the new male voice of Chocolate City. Better late than never, JT. I wonder how he feels about being pissed on.
He could be in my movie. Hey, JT, you want to be in my movie? I don't even have to use. I put you in a Lone Ranger mask when she pee on you.
How you doing there, brother, man? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I like to do the peeing. Ain't nobody peeing on me.
Hey, now let me tell you this. We can put you in another mask and you can piss on her. You just tell me who you want to be.
I don't think my partner ain't going for nobody pissing on her. I think she might, like she said, she going to do the shitting and the pissing.
How about I put on a milk
Romney mask and have her pee around my face?
Oh, man. Damn.
Dang.
That's how you want it?
I'll get a close-up.
I mean, I sound like a goat, partner. I think you should piss on it. Go get somebody else piss and throw it on them.
Hey, we can add that to the scene. We are always taking ideas and rewrite. We do a rewrite right in the middle of our movies.
Oh, yeah?
Motherfuckers edit without the editing machine. We're like, yeah, we're going to edit this part right here.
Because you always can come up with better ideas, just like you guys are doing now, giving me great ideas. I'll take a Mitt Romney. Hey, I'll have Michelle Obama come out and pee on him.
Oh, we got to have a chick dress up just like Michelle Obama.
Too much class.
With nice
Michelle
long hair and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That's how I'm going to do it. If y'all want to be in it, you know, it's acting. It's not for real, so it's acting, remember.
Okay.
Wow.
What's going on? How y'all doing out there? What's going on, man? Huh?
What it do, homie? What it do?
Same old. What's the topic tonight? Pissing on people or what? What's
so,
the topic?
He brought that up and we had to revisit it. But no, the topic is, you know, is it hard for you to tell, you know, your sex partner that your sex is whack? And Tom was saying that it's hard for him to tell a girl that her pussy ain't no good. But for me, honesty is the best policy, because if you tell somebody they shit is whack, they going to keep fucking and trying to step their game up and then come back and fuck you correct. But he was like, he could tell a chick her pussy stinks before he could tell her pussy is whack. Me personally, both of them is like two slaps in the face. If you can say one, you should be able to say the other.
Church. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, and that, if you tell her pussy's whack, then the next man, he won't have to suffer from the pain that he was already dealing with. So you actually helping out the next
person. Sometimes you could teach homegirls sometimes. You could maybe sometimes, you know, I should not get it wet enough, or maybe she just did. There's some chicks, like, when I mean the pussy whack, what I mean, there's some chicks, like, they'll let you hit it, and they just lay there. Like, they don't have no emotion. They don't, like, talk back. Like, you try to talk to them, it's just like, you know, they just want you just to hit it and be done.
I mean, that's her former partner's fault then, man. She came to you, know me. She ain't nobody in touch her freak button yet, man. You know?
Yeah, too.
She ain't been touched correctly. You know, you touch somebody, right? You know what I mean? Once you get a, you know, maybe you got to go in there and just be caveman on her. You know, action speaks louder than words, brother.
Yeah, you right.
I say just go fuck a mama or a sister. Ain't nobody fucking nobody mama or sister, MBK.
You know what? I'm so glad that I'm not a dude, because I probably would have several sexual charges. Because if I was a dude and I fucked a bitch and she wasn't giving me no reaction, I swear on everything, I will accidentally stick my dick in her ass. She gonna give me a reaction after that.
Oh yeah, I mean, I hear you, sweetie. I mean, well, I mean, I guess the females that's listening, they glad you ain't a dude then. But it's, you know, some of them, they don't even want to buy accident. But I mean, if somebody shit is whack, it's whack. I mean, for the females too. If you run into some whack pipe, you got a nigga running around here thinking he King Ding-a-ling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He running around, he ain't doing nothing though.
That's why you fuck her sister or her friend. Because look, homie, you know just like I do. If a sister or her cousin or one of her friends look at you, they like what they see, they're going to fuck you anyway. They'll fuck your dick right there in her house. So why even get it twisted, gone, and hit that ass? You know, she'll know her pussy ain't no good. You're fucking her partner.
I mean, but then that theory, they might say, you know, quote, unquote, all men cheat because of pussy. You know what I mean? It's like this. If she fucking somebody else, she's going to fuck somebody else. But if you ain't pleasing her, chances are you ain't going to please the motherfucking cousin either.
Let me ask you, got two bitches in there talking about your dick, right?
Huh?
When you cheat on her, she couldn't suck your dick?
When I cheat on her?
Yeah.
Man, I ain't listening, man.
Come on, homie. So you going to sit there and let her fuck around with your shit like that?
Who that? The chick? I mean, I'm a straightforward type of brother, man. Like, if it's whack, it's whack. I'm not beating around the bushes, sweetie. Listen, you need to go to class 101 and get that class taken over. You'll get your money back, because whoever taught you that, they need to give you your cash back. I'm straightforward.
What if the pussy good, but the head ain't?
Huh?
But if the pussy's whack, are you going to still butt your nut or you going to stop?
Ooh, I'm going to get mine off regardless. I mean, you know, I might pull it out and
I'm
beat
gonna
on
shoot
her.
It on
I
her
might,
stomach for
I
fucking
might, yeah, I might pull it out and get freaky for her and just jerk off. She think I'm doing it because I'm freaking off. I'm just doing it to unclog myself. You know?
Oh,
it depends.
God. It depends.
I got me
up with three nuts on my line right now.
Great, I got to be a nut. I'm speaking. I'm speaking to God's
honest
truth. Strike me down.
I'm gonna bust a nut. Anyway, you know, and my man, I know he's trying to stay politically correct right now, but he knows that woman can't give him that gooseneck. You know, she can't get over there where she need to do. Cut that corner. He's gonna fuck off. He's gonna find him another motherfucker suck his dick.
Oh,
maybe
oh, yeah.
Her partner or her mama.
If you can't get that good gooseneck, you know what I'm saying? I don't know about reaching out to her mom or her cousin, but somebody on that block is going, oh, I'm gonna holler at.
Yeah,
that's
right,
man.
Yeah,
I know
yeah,
that block
yeah.
is a friend of hers.
I mean, but the topic, I mean, I'd just rather let her know. Like, listen, man, your mouth ain't where it's at. You know, you need to go, you know, step up your vocabulary because the way you're speaking on this dick ain't talking right to me. You're talking foreign. I need an English mouth.
Hey, you need some vowels. Tell her you need
yeah,
some A, E,
yeah,
I,
yeah.
O,
and
U.
I need something that's going to help me, stimulate me to let me, you know, unload on her talk. You know?
That's right.
I don't have any problems because my head game is a felony. And for those of you that have seen the video,
oh,
y'all can vouch for that. And I
well, I'll fingerprint your little ass.
And my t-shirt came. Somebody took a picture. And it's on Instagram. My head game is a felony. I stand by that. And this message was approved by Chalk Mommy. I don't have that problem because for me, I'm like one of those chicks. I like to play with you. I like to play games. I like for us to take a ride on the highway. And I like not to use cruise control. I'm going to give you some of that good head. And I'm going to make you pop off while you're driving. And you take dude other shit. So you got to drive straight ahead. You know what I'm saying? You can't be breaking. You can't do none of that shit. And it's kind of hard because men feel like they have discipline. But when you're getting good head and you're driving and the bitch is doing some extra shit, it's kind of hard to, you know, maintain that. So, you know, for females that don't know how to fuck the dick, he will never be clean. He will always go somewhere else, whether it's around the corner, his job, Broadway, Bushwick, wherever, to get the job done. So, you know, I'm just saying, from female to female, make sure you learn to make shit. Kids will never have to hear shit. Like, 3 weeks on the phone, they tell you that it's a very important and a very huge part of their fucking.
That shit sound like an infomercial. What comes with that shit? What comes with that head package? I need to know. You telling me I can get my driver's license, lose my driver's license, crash my car, and bust a nut? That's some
your
shit, dude.
Doing like on that commercial.
Give it to me in the bed, baby. I'm about to break the screws. I ain't trying to lose my life over this head.
You won't lose your life, but the adrenaline works.
Yeah, you just
God.
Said you won't make it pop like a champagne bottle.
She probably have you writing down your PIN number right in the middle of the gooseneck.
She better package that and sell that shit. That should be the best thing since television. If she can make all that happen and she can get women to buy into that, then she better put that in a motherfucking in a box and COD, cash on delivery.
Oh, I didn't tell y'all about the DVD that's coming out next year.
I'm supposed to be in a damn DVD. How the hell are you putting out a DVD? I ain't get my slot.
I was asked by men and women to do a video on how to give head and then how to swallow without tasting. Because there's some women out there that suck ratchet dicks. They're just ratchet. I have a friend, and she will be the first to tell you that she doesn't know what she does wrong, but every time she sucks her baby daddy dick, his nut hurts. And so he told her just to stay the fuck away from his dick. And don't come back if she learned how to suck dick correctly.
She need to go see the dentist or something, man. It might not be a mouth. Her teeth might be fucked up. shit. They could be pretty shit. I mean, them shits ain't sharp like a beaver. Got a beaver mouth.
Oh, no. You know, there ain't no cutting no damn teeth. She ain't no baby. She shouldn't be cutting teeth. This ain't no teeth in
about it. when is that movie coming out, though? We need to get some of that up here up top. So we need, there's a few up here that need to get some one-on-one on how to, you know, get some top into.
I'm going to find the right man, because I'm single right now, and that's a DVD. That's a video I need to do with my man, because I can go all in, you know what I'm saying? And it'll be different stages, you know what I'm saying? We'll have the jump-off head game. We'll have your main head, you know, your main man head game. And then the prize winner is going to be when you want something, and it costs more than that motherfucker got.
Oh, shit.
I don't give a fuck what you got to do to get this motherfucking cash, dick sucker. That's going to be the winner right there.
That's that lone head. That's that lone head. I need a lone head.
Yeah. That's the head that's going to make him go to his mama, his grandma, his employee, the loan shark, and Bezos.
Oh, shit.
Sell crack.
That's some crackhead shit, eh?
That's what. So a nigga gonna get ahead and catch a case afterwards.
Yeah.
He go to the judge like, I did it for the head.
That's all
you're
losing is your life.
What made you do that? The head made me do it, Your Honor.
Yeah.
I got 15 years of life.
Let her suck your dick, Your Honor. Let's see what happened to you.
And the judge is gonna want that because this. Huh? Okay, true story. I always drive without license. You feel me? So I always got tickets. And the last court date that I had, I went in front of a judge. And, you know, my lawyer painted me, like, to be this fun-loving person. And the radio show, she left off sex talk and everything like that. He's like, oh, you have a radio show? I said, I sure do, Your Honor. He's like, you interview people? I was like, yes. He's like, what do you talk about? I'm like, sex. And the look in his eye was like, really? My lawyer was like, is that all, Your Honor?
Like, you beat the case?
Of course.
Dang.
I just had to pay a fine. But I promise you, if that bitch wouldn't have shut me up and let me say what the hell I wanted to say, I probably would have got away with no fine, and he would have asked for the website. Now, the thing is, you know, when I tell people I have a website, they go to ChocolateCityRadio.com, and they look at it. But then when they see that Chalk Mommy porn, and then when they click on it, and it says sex talk article, and they start reading the blog based on real life, you know, like 2 Chainz based on real life story, they tend to lose their mind, women and men. And then they can relate. And then, you know, people come back at me and be like, oh, my God, I was on your site for like 2 hours. I was at work and my dick was sore and I had to go in the bathroom and jack my dick. I'm like, word? And that's going to happen tomorrow.
Okay. You're leaving your mark on the world, girl. I hear you.
That nigga got to work getting in trouble jerking his dicks off in the bathroom. Wow. That's when you know you're seeing exclusive niggas risking their jobs.
Yeah.
Go rub a nut out real quick.
That's great. I'm looking for that package, though. She said she got that head package coming. I want to know when that's coming out. I need to know the date, the time. I need to know the release date so we can promote that.
Chocolate, what you need to do is, you want them DVD sales to come out like that, which I'm pretty sure what you can talk about a package there. For every DVD purchase, you're going to give a free bottle of jack off lube. Be like, that's guaranteed to jerk off watching one of her DVDs. Give a nigga a coupon for like 75 cents off or something.
I mean, people tend to, if it's something extra in there, they tend to want to buy it. And I realize, and they ain't really paying for shit. No.
Yeah.
I mean, when you win that chocolate, she done syndicated off.
Nah, she on.
shouldn't have went to another caller. What is that, man? What's good, though, man? I'm all the way in New York City, man.
Yeah, I'm in New York, too.
New York City? I love that place.
You love that place? What you love about this place?
Yeah.
What you love
about? I actually want to put me a tree house there. Can you hook me up a little area
I'm in Brooklyn. You put a tree house out here in Brooklyn. Forget about it. Your tree house is stay busy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of potential visitors for the treehouse out here.
We got a pole, like the bat pole that they dance on, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm in BK too, man.
Yeah,
no doubt.
They dance on the pole around the train.
I'm in the east.
Hey, let me say this right here. You guys need to check out our pageant, Miss Gooseneck 2013.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're getting the best woman that can give fellatio out there, ladies. You give us about a minute worth of your best work, and we're going to have it judged, and Miss Gooseneck wins her crown. She's Miss Gooseneck for 1 year, and she'll get all kinds of great gifts. Check us out.
Okay.
What
state is that?
That's funny.
Where that
state
is going to be at, man?
Huh? You want to be a judge?
Yeah, what's the state? I mean, how y'all going? You ain't going to pick no favoritism, man, because we can give it New York.
No, this is going to be, we've got a young lady that's a judge. We can make you a judge. We're picking judges right now.
I'm in mind.
I am back.
Yeah, you just left us in the cold. You're talking about gooseneck, man.
I use Skype, and all of a sudden, it's like it's a fucking problem, and my computer froze. So now I'm starting it over. I don't know what the fuck happened because I never use my cell phone. Of course not. I'm waiting to pee on y'all.
Yeah, I want you to pee on me.
Oh, what?
Chocolate, you want me to pee? See, chocolate.
Pee on him, baby. I got the camera.
That's what I'm talking about.
Spike E, right? Spike E, I'm recording.
I'm always taping. I'm watching the taping, baby. So let's get it going. Right. I'm going to make sure you have the right lighting.
I guess she peeing on him, and while she's peeing on him, I pee on her.
Since you opened up that can of worms, okay, I'll piss on Tone, you piss on me, but then I get to play with you with my toy.
Is that a pussy suction toy or something?
A wet toy?
I'm going to put on a bunch of Myers mask and let her pee on me.
But yeah, I'll let JPP on me only if I can play with him with my toy.
Wow.
Do I get to pick which one? Now, before you answer that, let me go ahead and tell you, I have 2 sex toy sponsors. They send me any and everything that I want. You know what I'm saying? I have the bullet. I have the rabbit. I have some gigantic shit. So the choice will be yours.
Well, I'm gonna sign the dotted line and say, ain't no toy touching me. I can reverse that, and we can use a toy on you. Now you play Uno, reverse, I reverse it. And you can draw 4 too.
Whatever y'all do, I got the camera.
You know what? Okay, this is what I want y'all to do for me, because all of y'all are freaks. I just don't know to what degree. And what level? So, I need y'all to find me a willing participant that will let me use a toy on him. Not her, but him.
Oh, you got to get one of them white niggas.
I don't want them Puerto Ricans.
I'm Puerto Rican. I can't use no toy on me.
Oh, I mean, maybe not you. You're a Brownsville Puerto Rican. You know? She got to go to the Bronx.
Go to Bronx or go to Long Island or something.
Yeah, she got. I mean, they got to. She got to go to the Bronx to get one of the Fordham Road ones. Then I guess.
Wow.
Walk down Fordham Road, you might find one, man.
I've been on there. She got to find one of them Dominican niggas to be wearing them tight ass jeans. I mean, they can work too. You know, them niggas might let them do it. Niggas don't wear no socks, so they risk it. They walking around with shoes on with no socks on.
Yeah, no socks on all year long. The niggas is crazy.
Yeah,
they feet sweat.
But if you put the blog out, I'm pretty sure if you put a blog out, you'll get you a list of guys that probably let you solicit their ass, you know. I'm just not for that cause right there. That ain't my thing, you know. But if you want me to sit back and play with you with a toy, then I'll play with you with a toy. But, I mean.
And I'll let somebody that will come in with the
camera and
play with Chalk Mommy with it. But.
Yeah. I don't know if your game that tight. You're gonna have me, you know, bend over like my name is Tyrone.
Oh,
you
can stand up. You ain't gotta bend over. You can like just stand up.
Nah, I ain't doing nothing. If I'm standing up, my dick standing up, and you on your knees, and I'm doing what I need to do to you.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
And you weigh how much?
200 solid.
Because I see Milk is doing your body good, and you're molesting the weight, you know. So you might be able to walk around and carry me. But you know what I really want, but I can't do it right now, is I want to be fucked against the wall. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking you in your eye, and you got me pinned up against the wall, and somebody just banging the hell out of me. Like, man, so I'm just, like, done. Like, I'm just bent, and they just keep banging until I'm just like a limp noodle. I gotta find that.
I mean, you got now that I signed up for that class now. Shit.
Word up.
Now I'm with that. I can do that. Let's go to the room with the toys.
Ain't that it? Let's sign up.
Mm-hmm.
We can enjoy it.
Yeah.
See how far I can put you on
the wall. We won't hear nothing.
Nobody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, my man Spike E, we know he recording. So we be
in. Already got the camera out, ready
camera
to get
out.
Your best shot. Whatever best size you want, baby. That ass, the front, to the side, upside down, whatever you want, baby. I got you.
It's called the treehouse, the highlights of the treehouse 2012.
Okay.
That's right, baby. Come on in the treehouse.
Niggas are coming to kick.
You know what?
And let them know if they need anything extra, you got them, right? You got the special treehouse bag?
Man, we got everything you need here. I got liquor. We got some of them herbal essence, if you need that. We've got wine, because I've got a great wine collection over here, red, rosé, white, whatever you want over here.
You got some MD-2020 over there?
Yeah, we got everything, baby. We got fruit from anything from Blue Top to Hennessy.
We got
the pole
got
for you to slide up and down on. And I got Big Homie with the security. He'll drive your ass to the hotel, home, whatever, airport, wherever you need to go. What?
You got some medicine, too, just in case anybody needs some meds?
You damn right. We got Nurse Goodbody, too.
Oh, damn.
But Chuck, I'm saying, before you get that though, are you doing the 69 thing in the air too? You doing that too, before you get pinned to the wall?
You know what? I'm very limited right now, so I'm gonna have to get back to you on that one.
What if I give you a kickstand? Would you be interested?
A kickstand.
You might as well go get that shit. What? You don't want that?
No, I don't want no kickstand. Okay, I'm getting ready to hang up and get back on Skype so I can talk through my computer. I'll be right back.
No doubt.
I'll be right back, too. All right, homie?
Yeah.
All right.
And while they'll be right back, hey, homie, you want to come on down here to the treehouse? You know, hey, I'll make sure it is laid out for you.
The motherfucking treehouse.
No doubt, I'll make sure you are
I'm
more than welcome.
With me.
You know, feel really, really good.
We gotta get Jazzy to come too. I don't know where she at tonight, but we gotta get her to come too.
You know, I don't think that young lady likes me very well. So I don't know if she wants to, you know, to talk to me at this moment. So, but she's more than welcome also, just as long as she knows don't come with any kind of craziness.
She got to come with her meds, make sure we got meds and all that.
Yeah, make sure you keep, you know. We're here to have fun, homie. You know, we're going to have some good time.
Can't be coming in the treehouse wilding out. We got to come treehouse with a cool head.
Exactly. Hey, now you talk, because we're going to make sure your head always stay right. You're going to have some good music. We got movies going on. You never know what may happen at any moment up in there. You know, you may be involved in a movie. Never know who you might see.
Okay, I'm back.
Uh-oh.
Man.
Back.
What's up, baby?
This ratchet ass.
I love the back.
Back shots are good. Back shots are very good. I'm a pro at taking those.
Chocolate, I want to pull your hair.
You want to pull my hair?
Yep.
Oh, well, wait for me to get some new Remy, Indian Remy, and you can pull it.
Oh, but while he's doing that, bring some more women up in here, and I'll take care of those while he's over there pulling your hair. Where the rest of the young ladies at? Do we mind getting their hair pulled or their ass smacked? Just like that.
Stick my middle finger on the asshole.
Either way,
real slow.
I can't focus.
I'll carry y'all asses around.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You have a way.
Oh, don't play with me, Chalk. Now, you know, this is real deal over here, honey.
You have a way with women.
Well, just like me and homie just said, your friend don't like me very much, so, yeah, I can see that.
And I wonder why.
I wonder why, too. Why don't she like me? Will you tell me?
Because you said that she on meds, that's why. You accuse her of being on crazy juice.
Well, I mean, homie, you know, what happened that night, you know, she did seem that way, you know, even to you, I know.
Hey, look, it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm cool, man, you know, hey. I'm fine, bro. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
I don't know about her exactly, but I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, now, while you're cool, I'm going to go into my Manny DeAnda set, and when y'all listen to the song Do Something, I want y'all to envision fucking the hell out of a sexy chocolate bitch and pulling her hair and being like, Chalk Mommy, take this.
Yo, I'm going to pull your hair and I'm going to look at you and I'm going to just kiss you.
Okay, now I'm great, dude. Lullaby, want your body, and I'm going to say the best for last. Do something. So Lullaby, this is Steady. Favorite song, and he's another Blog Talk Radio host, so here you go. Even though you did ask for it, I was thinking about it.
Thank you. Why you wanna be starting something? Come on, baby, let me give you something. I wanna give you all my loving. You're looking at me, I'm looking at you. I think I wanna do something to you.
Okay, that was my Emmanuel the end of that. And I know I normally do my shows for like 11:30, 11:45, 12:30, but today was like a very long day for me, and I'm tired, and right now I'm in like a lot of pain because I did too much today. So what we're going to do is we're going to end the show a little early. Friday, we have HD Spivey that's coming on, and she's an author that wrote a book about domestic violence. It's like, I'm not sure if the book is based on a real-life character, but it's very interesting. I'm going to go ahead and put an insert up on tomorrow. You guys can go to my Chocomami profile on Blog Talk and see the preview, the scheduled next show that's coming up, and then you can see exactly what she wrote about. It's going to be quite interesting. The show is going to be real good, and I'll talk about my domestic violence incident in 2009 and why it's so important that women share this with other women, because your story could be a lifesaver to someone else. And if I can always save a life to keep someone from getting their ass beat or verbally or mentally abused, then I will do it. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go ahead and end my show early. I'm sorry. I'll make it up to you guys. I always do. And make sure you join the show Friday night, 9:30 to 11:30, or to whenever we get tired and we get the fuck off the show. And this is your girl, Chag Mommy. I love you, and thank you guys for tuning in. I'll talk to you Friday.